Yo, what's up everybody? It's John here for another episode. And today I want to talk to you guys about bitter versus better. So, every time you come across adversity in life, you're left with two options. And then your actions stem from what option you choose. So, one path is you look at things through a bitter mindset and you think about how awful this thing is, how unlucky you are, how crappy the situation is, how you lost at whatever you thought was going to happen, you know. So that's the bitter path. And then the other option you have is better. And that means you're thinking about how can I make this better? How can I improve from this situation? And you appreciate the knowledge of the failure. You see, when you fail, there is a certain area of knowledge that is revealed to you that would not have been revealed if you were successful. Okay, and this is something that a lot of people miss out on, and it's very, very important. So, when you fail or when things don't go just as planned, you need to appreciate that newfound knowledge that you wouldn't have gotten if things went as planned, you know? So maybe you do something and everything goes as planned and you're successful, but you have to understand that did everything go successful by accident, you know? Or did it actually go this way because my knowledge was correct? Okay? So it's important when you come across your plan and then things go not as planned that you don't stay in the bitter mindset, but in fact, you switch over to the better mindset and you think, okay, how can I make this better? Okay, right? So first, before you can do that, you have to appreciate the knowledge. You have to appreciate the failure that you have to appreciate the knowledge that was brought about by the failure. Okay, does that make sense? So, and then from there, all of your actions will stem out, right? So if I'm in the bitter mindset, then all my actions are gonna be negative and I'm probably not gonna be thinking with the clearest mindset. My mind is gonna be clouded by all this cortisol and all this negativity, right? Versus if you're in the better mindset and you appreciate the knowledge of, okay, so this messed up, you know, maybe it messed up because of this certain thing that happened here. So now I'm gonna run another experiment and I'm gonna keep an eye out. I'm gonna be watching, I'm gonna be paying attention, I'm gonna be aware, I'm gonna be conscious of what's happening so I can pinpoint where in the experiment, where along the plan, you know, the cause and effect relationship was. You know, what caused my plan to go awry? You know, so this is new knowledge that you're uncovering and you have to appreciate that. And then you have to use that to improve yourself. You have to use that to not make the same mistake again. Right. So people are like, okay, John, so now how do I get into this mindset of on the better and not the bitter? Right. And I'm going to tell you, you probably already know the answer, but it's reading. Read more books. All right. If you don't know what books to read, shoot me an email at johnmentorsme@gmail.com. All right, I'll leave the email in the description below. But I have a list of like 50, 60, 70 books that you can read about mindset, about spirituality, about health, about making money, about just everything. So all these things that you can improve in your life. And to switch over to this better mindset, or to switch over to the mindset of better instead of bitter, you're gonna need this knowledge in these books so that way it will be easier. It's like working out, right? It's very hard the first time to work out your biceps for the first time. You're gonna be really, really sore. It's gonna hurt a lot, right? You're not gonna like it. It's gonna be uncomfortable. You're not gonna be used to it, all of that. But as soon as you start working out your biceps every day, guess what? It's going to be really easy to go work out your biceps, right? So if you're working out your mind, if you're training your mind and changing your mind, so that way it defaults to better and not bitter when things go awry, when the plan doesn't go as planned out, when the experiment fails, it's going to become very easy for you to default over to better instead of bitter. So thank you guys for listening to this rant. It's a great day. It's raining, but I love it. I'm off to the gym right now, and then I'm going to eat some great food. I love you guys. Stay healthy, stay wealthy, stay loving. Peace.